fair, we tend to look for a more skilled volunteer, someone who is handy, who can pound a nail and help us put up ramps and grab bars and pour concrete porches for our low-income elderly homeowners. So, yes, this is an event where we do look for a more skilled volunteer, someone who's handy around the house.
Walk me through the process of what a person would do if they want to help out.
Hey, it's super simple. Get on www.pwchomerepairs.org and click on the volunteer icon under Repair Fair. You can go straight to the Repair Fair icon on the home page and just fill out that information. And you can work on May 10th. And we also have an overflow day of May 17th. So if you can't make the 10th, we'd love to have you on the 17th.
And you're not only looking for individuals, but teams as well.
The beauties of Repair Fair is that you can get your whole office involved, you can get your church group involved, you can bring a whole team to the event and make it a team-building process. We have lots of corporations who make it a team-building process, and not only are you working with your team, but you're helping a low-income or elderly and disabled homeowner with something that they really need, a critical home repair that truly helps them.
And each crew will have an experienced professional to help and to supervise.
Right. PwC employs over 120 professionals, and one of our people will be there to help you, guide you all along the way. We have the materials ordered for you. We have an experienced professional there working with you or coming by to supervise, so you're not on your own. We're there to help you and check out and make sure everything's going well.
And remind us again, what kind of work will be done, and why is it so important?
So important because there are so many low-income elderly and disabled homeowners who have no other means for help. These are people who own their house, they bought their house, paid their taxes, but yet through no fault of their own, whether they've lost a job, gone through illness, disability, they're no longer in the state where they can repair their home. And a lot of these people end up being trapped in their home because they need repairs and they can't get in and out. And the jobs we do for Repair Fair include like building a ramp, building steps, adding handrails. I mean, real serious things that add value to the home and are meaningful for the homeowner who can't get in and out of their house.
You can find out how to get more information about people working cooperatively and the Repair Fair on our website at wnku.org under local news. Kim Sullivan, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.